listening to the Daily Gold Podcast, covering precious metals, the junior mining sector, and global capital markets for intelligent investors. Now, here is your host, Jordan Roy Byrne.
In this commentary, I'm going to discuss how to structure a diversified junior portfolio in a bull market environment. The objective of this portfolio is growth and capital appreciation. Now, that's important to note because this is a different objective from an ultra speculative one or a more conservative one. So we're focusing on a diversified portfolio for growth and capital appreciation. Now, for small and relatively small portfolios, one should focus on no more than a handful of high-quality opportunities. I define those as having the best combination of upside potential and fundamental quality. For portfolios of, say, $50,000 or less, stick to 3 to 5 names. It may be 3 or 4 names, or if you're on the lower end there, it might only be 2 or 3. Again, these companies should offer the best combination of upside potential and fundamental quality. You should be very confident in these companies achieving success. And again, you only want a small number of them. Now, moving along, within a larger diversified portfolio, those types of companies should carry the highest weighting in the portfolio. Call them core positions or favorites. In other words, if an average position is 5% or 6% of the portfolio, your favorites should carry a higher weighting. Perhaps that's 7% or 8% to begin with. Now, a side note, when something reaches 11% or 12%, that's when I think it's time to trim it. Again, these companies should have the best combination of upside potential and fundamental quality. If that's the first portion of the portfolio, then the second portion is companies that don't rate as highly as far as fundamental quality and upside potential. There may be something of a high quality, but it might not have the most potential. There also could be a stock with excellent potential, but its fundamental quality is lacking a bit. So these positions are the second tier of the portfolio. The last portion in the bottom 10% to 20% of your portfolio can be the most speculative names. For this portion, we want the highest potential, and that means higher risk. Think 10 baggers. Now, another side note, it is possible to find more established companies with 10 bagger potential that fit into the other parts of your portfolio. So the bottom part, 10 to 20%, is not exclusive of only 10 baggers. So this portion, this 10 to 20% portion, this can include private placements, drill plays, nano caps, and smaller juniors like that. And these are the types of plays where, unlike at the very top of the portfolio, you actually want to own a basket. So if this is 15% of your portfolio, for example, you could own 5 to 7 of these types of companies. And finally, we have to periodically rebalance the portfolio and rebalance based on performance and fundamental changes. Over time, performance affects a company's weighting in the portfolio, and also over time, fundamentals can change either positively or negatively. So keep this in mind and rebalance periodically. Not often or regularly, but just occasionally or periodically rebalance. That's all for today. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you for tuning into the Daily Gold Podcast. For more interviews, editorials, and analysis, log on to thedailygold.com. And for premium coverage of precious metals and the best junior mining companies, visit thedailygold.com/premium.